what God is doing by getting rid of the scale. It's painful if you like getting a need met for being in the hierarchy. And I guess I really repent and apologize for any way that what God created me for has hurt anybody because of that scale. And I know in the last couple years, God has changed me so much that there's been very little damage compared to the early years. And I'm just so thankful to be one of the people he was showing this to set free. Isn't that cool? And when you see all the places that you could go into a ditch because of this thing, then it would make us quit judging each other and judging ministries. Because everybody, until they get these revelations, are somewhat forced to think on that scale. Now you can think of it in society. The people who have a lot of money, movies are some of the scale is pitiful. Even if it was a real scale, it's pitiful when you put an entertainer who sings filthy songs ahead of a fireman or a policeman or a teacher. That's how perverted even the scale is. It just reveals how perverted we are. Why? Because we're looking for somebody to idolize instead of knowing the Creator. Now, if you're a person who've been hurt, or you're a person who just don't have much money, you're not great looking, you don't think you're that smart, whatever, and you always feel like you always end up on the end of the scale, and you come into a church, and this doesn't mean you have to be on the end of that scale, but that's where you've always felt yourself, where you felt you were, then you could come into a church, especially charismatic church, any church, where they supposedly don't judge you for those things. And usually they don't as much, at least not to your face. And you could begin to work really hard. And you could be the one to clean the bathrooms. And you could be the one. And then if you go to a charismatic place, and all you have to do is prophesy, and all of a sudden you go up on this scale, you'll open up for a religious spirit so fast. It's amazing. Oh, I can hear God. Oh, I can prophesy. All you have to do here to get out of the bottom position on this scale is to hear God and to prophesy, or to pray for people, or to teach. I'm showing you how Jezebel spirit gets in the church. You're down here hating yourself, hating your life, deep down hating God, because you don't have the revelation yet to know that it was the devil who's perverted things. And you walk into a place where even if it's pretend, it's at least there that you're accepted. And truthfully, because Christ does live in most of the church, there are true born-again churches where Christ does live, and you know what? You are more accepted than you are in the world on this scale. And so you come in and you get a little bit of hope that there's a place where you're not at the bottom. And you begin to pick up how to climb up that scale. Wow. You know, I can still not take that good care of myself, and I can climb that scale. Man, if I go to the right kind of church, it's better if I look kind of homely with no makeup and nothing going that way. I can look more spiritual here. Man, if I'm suffering, I can really rock up that scale. Oh, wow, here, if I can just manifest, if I could shake, wow. If I could just ask for God to make me look that spiritual, I could easily climb up that scale. Wow, you're at the top if you can have manifestations and prophecy and speaking in tongues. And that's the whole Matthew 6, your motives are wrong. You don't even understand God, and your motives are wrong. Are you getting this? And that's where so many hurt people are in the church. So many hurt people have become demonized with religious spirits because they came into a place trying to fit in. And the church is not loving them unconditionally because the church is on this scale. And so, I'm saying this, even when we didn't know that that scale was something we shouldn't even be thinking about, by the leading of the Holy Spirit, so much has been done right. Whoa, thank you, God. And so much, can you imagine how bad it would be with that scale? I think they call it covering. institutionalized positions. And so some of you have been wanting to know, how do I get rid of the religious spirit and the counterfeit? Well, if you took it on because of this, this might be your way to see it go. Let me explain. I explained this Sunday morning. I don't know if I said this here to this group before or not. God is the creator, and we're much more awesome than a picture, okay? But just to give you an idea, if I draw a picture and it's my creation, but God creates human beings, so much more powerful. Even when I create a picture, I have to use the crayons that he made the ingredients and the person's brain, and he gave me the hands and the breath. I mean, everything is him. But just to get an idea, if I draw a picture and to me it's lovely and it's exactly what I want it and it's a pretty picture to me because I'm the one who made it, so it's up to me. And then someone who's very jealous of me comes along with all these ugly, not even ugly, just markers, and just messes it up, just makes it so you can't even see the picture. Did that mean that I created an ugly picture? And what Jesus Christ did, well, this is good. What Jesus Christ did when he died for us and he went to hell for us, he took all the sin that got on the picture because the enemy got in charge of the picture. And he actually went and died and went to hell for us and did all those things so that he could restore the picture. First, he had to bring it back to its original owner. And that's being born again. Holy Spirit, come in. All right, this is the picture. Start the restoration process. And Jesus Christ paid to undo the works of the enemy. So that's what we're doing on Tuesday nights. We're undoing the works of the enemy. Quit blaming God, point one. Now, as he's doing this work, some people have more marks on their picture. It wasn't because God doesn't love you as much. It's because Satan just chose to do that. And there's all kinds of spiritual laws and different things. And we're not going to get that. It's a lot of tapes. But the bottom line is that's why nobody's to be your judge but God. And because there's no scale anymore, it really doesn't matter how long it takes to get the marks off. It really doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if the Holy Spirit doesn't give us a revelation that you should be part of the Timothy ministry, because he doesn't want more marks on you. I don't want to be used by the enemy to put marks on you. It doesn't matter. What matters is you're wonderfully made. What matters is God loves you. What matters is that you know that. And then you're not any longer trying to be spiritual, to be climbing the scale. Because there ain't no scale. There's no graft anymore. It's gone. So what you're just enjoying. Until you can enjoy who you are and love your life in God and watch God put your family in order, including your marriages, including your children, including everything about your life, so he gets the glory, and that's he has so much priority there. And then you can enjoy that. But if you're looking at this scale, you're not going to enjoy parenting if that's the season you're in, if someone else gets to look like they're climbing the scale of spirituality. You're not going to be content where you are. You're not going to be content. You're constantly going to be struggling. You're still comparing. You're still looking at that. You're blaming people. You're judging people. You even can start to be bitter against your kids or hate your kids or blame your kids. Instead of enjoying your life. I want everybody to see that too, about control. A controlling God, a controlling father would chase that kid down. Okay, now let me say this. This isn't about your 10-year-old. If your 10-year-old runs away, you need to walk, go out in love and bring them back and let them know that you love them. Do you understand what I'm saying? Okay, so your 10-year-old's different than your 25-year-old. Because there are some people who are cruel and they don't realize it when they just say, we don't need you anyway, go. That's not how you handle a kid who's crying out to be loved, okay? And so some of you might need to deal with that and get some healing from that, okay? So you don't go there either. You understand what I'm saying? But this was a grown man who can make his choice. And when he left, God didn't go babbling after him or the father and begging him. He just waited to him to come to his senses. Some of you are praying for people. You need to pray, Lord, let them come to themselves. Let them come to themselves. The faithfulness of God. It is amazing, the faithfulness of God. Don't take lightly the faithfulness of God.